The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph brings down the Braisa. It says, "Tani Nami Hachi Ben Levi Shenasal Shibalim BeMaaseiso." If you gave a your Maaseris to a Ben Levi, Isa Isa Garin, he has to turn him into a Garim. Anavim, if you give him Anavim, Isa Isa Yain, he turns him into Yain. So when we talk about giving the Maaseris to the Levi, the lashon of the Gemara is Ben Levi Shenasal Shibalim BeMaaseiso, but Ben Levi who got Shibalim with his Maaseris. And the question is, why do we refer to the Levi over here as a Ben Levi, the son of a Levi? Why not a Levi? Why don't you just say you gave Maaseris to a Levi? We don't call a Kain a Ben Kain. We don't call a Yisrael a Ben Yisrael. We call him a Yisrael or a Kain. So why do we refer to the Levi over here as a Ben Levi? Why do we have to be talking about Dafka, a Ben Levi? So the Amos says the Rashi Bavarns this Kasher, not over here, but in Bamatzia and Daf Memphasim and Aleph, talking about a different Inyan. There's a Maimer over there of Yisrael, Shomer le Ben Levi. The Gemara over there also refers to a Levi as a Ben Levi, which the Gemara does many times. And Rashi over there says, "In Dibra Maskel Ben Levi, Kol Levi Kar Ben Levi. Every Levi is called a Ben Levi. That's the normal way of referring to a Levi. We call a regular Levi a Ben Levi. In other words, don't think we're talking about the son of a Levi. We're talking about a regular Levi. But for some reason, the Gemara refers to a Levi as a Ben Levi. Rashi points this out, but doesn't tell us why. Why would the Gemara refer to a Levi as a Ben Levi? I don't know exactly what the Pshat in Rashi is, but I saw in the Halachas Ketanis he says a Hezver. He seems to be saying that this is what Rashi means in Chelik Aleph Simen." Kufnun Ches, he says an interesting thing. He says when it comes to a Kayan, the fact that you're the son of a Kayan doesn't mean you're a Kayan, because you could be a Chalo. Your father might be a Kayan, but you're in his Chalam and a Kahuna. So a child of a Kayan is not automatically a Kayan. So you can't call him a Ben Kayan, because that doesn't mean he's a Kayan. You have to call him a Kayan to show that he himself is a Kayan. But when it comes to a Levi, there's no Musig of Chalo by Levium. So the fact that you're a Ben Levi, by definition, means that you're a Levi, because you can't become a Chalo. So if you're just a child of a Levi, then that's it, you're a Levi. So therefore, a Levi is called a Ben Levi to bring out this point that by the fact that you are come from a Levi, the fact that you're a child of a Levi, that itself means you're a Levi. You can't be Neschal from the Leviyah. Once you're part of the family of Levium, you're a Levi. That could be the has been Rashi. That's what he seems to be saying. Rashi means that every Levi is called a Ben Levi.